Yo, what's up? Another project, video podcast. I'm gonna do the fifth back-to-back video. This is gonna be really fucking annoying. Let's take care of this all. How's your day? How's your day, guys? Three highlights first. What's the best thing that happened to you in the past 24 hours? It was really like not doing very well. What's the best thing that happened? What's the worst thing that happened? A little bit of frustration. You can tell me a little bit of something relatable that may have happened. And I'll of course read it and see how things are going. And of course, in this particular topic, we're going to cover, I'm going to get rid of some stuff here relating to USANA Health Sciences, okay? And I'm also going to cover some stuff here relating to, seems like to me, hold on a second, transportation. Got it. All right, yeah, we do have to cover transportation. So other things that, there's just so many purchases, man. This is why, security is important. So we had two purchases here. So first of all, in the previous week, we took down, and I was really, really energetic. Calmed down a little bit, but it's still here because I'm recording immediately afterwards. Just got super, super frustrated and agitated. Thought that there's all this transactional stuff that I still haven't covered. I don't like to leave these tabs open, obviously, because of security reasons. You don't just leave, a business purchase or banking platform open on your browser. It's just bad practice. So whether or not it actually compromises anything, it's just bad practice. Don't do it. So I've been itching to get rid of this stuff. And here's two things here. So in the previous video, at the very beginning, I covered some stuff relating to the entirety. You could say the entirety of that video was honestly the anything financial, employment, or any serious responsibilities that I had done to help with my biological mother at the time. And just getting rid of all these accounts. I just logged out, closing up these tabs that I looked at one last time a couple months back. I looked at it and I sifted through it. And me having my dumbass sentimental value, it's all discarded now. Get rid of it. It's not good. Not good at all. I closed all that. And I said, this is still secure related. And, this is the last parting ways. Parting ways completely. Sever all ties. And I covered some products. There's some backstory to it. Some of it wasn't actually related directly to her. There was actually some kind of product for my sibling. There's also something else that was like, there was like a wedding for one of my older cousins and stuff like that. And I saw some stuff there. That was from like episode one. Season one, you're just like, I don't know. I saw like a document, some files that were actually my own as well. But anyways, what I missed, okay, is that there was still more stuff relating to business and transactions that I should immediately cover. I wish I could have had to cover in the previous round because it's still related to USANA. Now, this is not a transaction, and you see right here, this is a specific that's what I missed. Pocosa, USANA Corporate Prime, save 2% on every purchase. This is just basically me checking out my email and realizing that they're sending us this new email, I believe, about policies. And I believe during that time, I was also doing some research into exfoliating cream because I was asked from my sibling. One of my siblings asked me, about cream, and I was like, okay, I can do that. And take a look at it and see what I know. I don't know too much. I just know the very basics. Exfoliation is just basically something you apply that removes like the top layer of skin, red skin, and then leaves your skin looking fresher, but of course also a little bit risky if you have any acne, whatever, that leaves fresh skin exposed and can be a source of irritation and so on and so forth. So make sure that after you exfoliate, you have to apply a moisturizer. A moisturizer, something that keeps the moisture in your skin, so on and so forth, protects it from damage from external sources. Don't ask me. I only found this out like last year. I mean, because, I'm a guy. I don't really pay attention to stuff. Sorry, guys. Sorry, ladies. I don't pay attention to skincare products. That's all I know, honestly. So let's hop on over here. And I say, here's more stuff I have to do. Again, I'm supposed to know because this is my product line. This is my company. And these are my products. I'm supposed to know. So consider this to be a shortcoming. I'm supposed to learn more about this. So Aviv is the product line that is associated with skincare in our company. And so we have nutritionals, we have active nutrition, which is food, we have skincare, healthy living, and you have business tools and stuff like that. And so I logged in, I sifted through this. I think the main reason though is seems like at this point, right, not only at the time did my sibling ask for sugar and cream, I asked him if he was interested in becoming an affiliate. Which is different from an associate. This is just purely affiliate marketing stuff. You just take a link, you just put it on your profile, and that's that. I wouldn't ask him if he didn't have his own profile, which he does. Of course, it didn't work out. That's totally fine. He's just like, nah, it's not going to work because it's not a household name or something like that. And whenever he says something when it comes to business, I immediately just kind of trust him. I'm just like, yeah, I don't have any arguments in that. This sounds pretty sound to me. Sounds like good judgment. So we didn't go further, but that's basically why this tab is open here, right? And then after that, I saw a few things here that made me curious. And I said, you know, I want to learn a little bit more about the new policies now, because I know that when I joined Usana, that was before the COVID pandemic. So they had some, you know, think of prior to pandemic, everyone was really, really shit. They were soft. Not only were they soft, but the companies were not digitally savvy. They were not tech savvy. Because of that, that lack of, you know, pressure, right? There was no pressure. There was no environmental pressure applied onto, you know, you're thinking about evolutionary biology right now, right? When you don't push people, when you don't push anything, creatures, animals, they just don't, they're in a state of comfort. And so this even applies to business as well, right? A lot of companies before the COVID-19 pandemic had really outdated technology and policies in place and regulations. So after about 2020-21, I noticed that our company, the company I'm associated with as a business, as a commissioned agent for cellular nutrition and research and development, they just went ham with it. All their marketing, sales, policies, legal forms, everything became so far more up to date over the course of a year and a half. And again, it's that selective pressure. There we go. There's the Darwinian inside me again, back in the university days, so biomedical science. Selective pressure, right? And applied to business sense. And in this case, you can see here, there's this whole PDF document here on delays, 1.1, purpose, changes, delays. This was all very outdated before. And right now, I'm very, again, happy to say that, you know, they have a much more updated, it's like a very long 20-page, it's a 20-page term, Usana policies and procedures, and you can see here, section 1, 2, branding is totally different. Before this, you know, it used to have the design behind this, used to be like some kind of 1980s, 1990s, very hard to read, like textbook manual, like car manual type fashion. Now it's actually branded with like bright colors and easy to read font. Really well organized sections, 1 through 3, 4 responsibilities of associates, sales requirements, operating a Usana distributorship, so on and so forth. I just realized now that it is not affiliate stuff. This actually has nothing to do with affiliates and more to do with associates. Whatever, doesn't matter. Moving on, here's again more stuff about the associates. But again, keeping up the tabs, just recognizing, okay, understanding going that way too far. Metals for this is basically so updated, like, bro, model, he was updated crying forms, like a baby, updated regulations, updated procedures, everything's up to date now. And so I'm reading through all this stuff there once again. Well, I'm not reading through it. Okay. But long story short, it's been updated, and I took a look at it because, again, after the pandemic, everything went and became far more, I don't know, professional, let's say. And so here's the document here, and I really want to get rid of this because I don't want to have this open. I'm never going to read through this unless I take this company really, really seriously. And honestly, right now, I'm taking the products for my own health. I'm not taking it for pretty much any other reason except for my own health and maybe potential for in the future. I do intend on taking these products for a lifetime. I don't think I'm going to ever stop taking these products unless something really, really bad happens. Unless something else, another competitor becomes phenomenally better in terms of what it can do for your body. So that's something else that I should mention. So that's why I don't really need this, because this all has to do with business. This particular PDF here has to cover the binary compensation plan. Long story short, you know, how you get commissions as an associate. So I'm going to get rid of this as well. It's not necessary. I don't need it here. It's annoying. Goodbye. And I can see we're 10 minutes in perfect timing, because we only have like one or two tabs left, it seems. And what these, you know,
I love this.
Let's do like three tabs. Three tabs? Three tabs. So while we're on this whole, you know, stuff that has to do with business, I also want to mention there's more financial shit that we want to take care of, which has to do with, this is Presto. Basically, it's one of the platforms for the public transportation I use. Monthly pass. Went in, logged in, got my pass, and then logged out. And so that's that. But basically, this thing would cost about roughly $150 after tax.
That?
So it's quite expensive. But everything's expensive nowadays. Any form of public transportation is really expensive. Let's scroll down here. I wonder if they can show you the price. I don't think they can, because basically there's different transportation systems across different regions of this large city that I'm living in. So as a result, I won't be able to show you specific. You don't have locations posted off here, as well as with the pricing. So, but anyways, you create your account, you sign in, and it's basically one of those cards that you tap on a machine, and then okay. Now, on that note, because we just covered transactions and stuff like that, we covered business. I want to say, of course, once again,
long,
we have one of these tabs here for.
Dude, I mean, they got the Colossal Titan and the Attack Titan on their team, bro. Everything's too good to be true.
Please don't leave off something. On some gnarly clips. Things from the outside. But basically, tracking prevention, basic, balanced. Oh, it's an ad. It's a really loud ass ad. Okay. Oh, never mind, it's not ad. Basically, we have here every time we make a purchase, so whether it's on Usana, the monthly orders, rolling orders, or on transit, or on Amazon, we just covered some products a couple days ago, or even you have to make a purchase for the security products themselves, because every year they automatically renew, right? So again, just make sure you have protection. So what, something you do, also, this is good practice, I think, to do with necessarily software. It's not software. It's literally just, you go on, you make sure that every time you access government information, business information, bank accounts, your credit card accounts, your, you know, anything that you pay, whether it's PayPal, whatever. Go back, clear the cache, clear the browsing history. For just the past hour, you don't have to clear everything. Just clear the past hour and get rid of all the cookies and stuff that was remaining there. And that's just general good practice, something that you should make sure you do on a general basis, okay? I think that's about it. Let me see if there's anything else here that's also financially related. There is, but that stuff should be
covered.
So here's the next 12-minute video, 5 videos back-to-back recording, but I think we're done here. So thanks for tuning in. I have a lot to upload now. I don't even know what I'm going to do necessarily, if I'm going to upload it now.
I'm living for this.
And then I feel like this library, but that like, sounds like a plan. Like, I know I can't get to this today, but it will be up there eventually.
So, happy that it's
so thanks for tuning in. Appreciate
way,
that.
Like,
and again,
so
you know,
about this scene.
In the comments, tell me what's up. How's your day? How's it been? I know that the past video was a very, very stress and extra and whatnot, but, you know, chime in on any businesses that you have, any relationships that you've ended, and also what you do, what are some general tips to do when, you know, you make a financial transaction and stuff like that, this daily task. Or, you know, just tell me what you want to talk about. Share a meme if you want. Put a fucking like meme in the comments.
Dude, I feel like Aaron is just so
that's
Aaron
that.
Is
right.
So confused.
Thanks for tuning in.
Like,
see you guys next time.
He wants freedom, but he's like, what do I have to do to like?
Let's use a different
like, do I have to kill
let's
everybody over there, or do
right
I like?
Right
he just like he knows what's over there. They don't know.